Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning some issues we have with heat stress as it relates to dry cows and the calves that they will eventually have. As we look at some of the recent research that has looked at the performance of calves that are born to heat stress dams, there's some interesting data that may help us as we look at where we need to expend some more money as it comes to heat stress abatement on our dairy farms. Some of these studies have shown that heifers born to heat stress dams actually produce less milk in their first lactation, about 2,000 pounds less than those animals born to dams that were not heat stressed. One of the things that is also noted is that performance in the second lactation as well as even the third lactation is reduced compared to those calves that were born to dams that were not heat stressed late in gestation. Cooling the dry cow is very, very important, and probably our most effective tools to do that would actually be supplemental fans as well as soaker systems so that we provide an effective way to cool those animals. If you're not doing this on your dairy farm currently, I would encourage you to consider adding that to your heat abatement procedures for your farm so that we keep these late gestation cows as cool and comfortable as possible so that we can minimize the effect that the environment might have on their unborn calf. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.